Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. We got a big hour ahead, and nothing's bigger than this. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the big stars with 2.5 sacks of that great victory by the Eagles over Washington is on the line with us right now, Brandon Graham. Congratulations, Brandon.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
And I got to mention, the Brandon Graham call is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable, never looked so good. Brandon, 2.5 sacks at 34 years old. Are you impressed with yourself? Because we sure are.
You know what? It feels great, man, just to be at this age of what people say is old. And, you know, in football years, and to still be producing and helping the team win. Man, it was a great, fun day. I felt like Fletch and those guys got me going, got me started off with those sacks in the beginning. And I felt like we all just was hungry to, you know, get after the quarterback and, you know, to help us win that game. And so, you know, it just feel good, man. Hope to just keep the trend going and just keep winning games.
All right, Brandon, in order to recover from Achilles as quickly as you did, that is a rigorous rehab. A tough rehab. When you're going through it all those months, are you ever saying to yourself, is it worth it? Am I sure I want to keep going? Did you ever have any doubts?
You know what sneaks in? I had gained some weight because of, when you sitting down for 2 months and, you know, you got to eat and, you know, you can't run around and do stuff. When I first got back, that was the hardest part because, you know, you got to live in it. You got to live in that extra weight game, and now you got to do something about it. And so I think that was the hardest part in the beginning. But once I got rolling, it was more about the stepping stones of, all right, this is where we are. This is where we came from, and this is where we got to go. This is the next phase of what you got to do. And so I just kind of kept it like that. And I was like, man, when I get back, somebody going to pay for this. Because, boy, it was hard. It wasn't easy. Every day was an uphill battle mentally. And luckily, man, I'm telling you, like, I thank Howie and, for getting Ted Raff and those guys at our training staff. Man, they helped me out a whole lot. They kept me in the game. They kept me motivated. And they helped me get to where I needed to go.
All right. Well, specifically, someone who paid for that is a man named Carson Wentz. And what we need to know, Brandon, how much of an advantage, if any, was it that you knew him well from practicing against him for all those years? Was it an advantage for you going into that game?
I think it was both ways. I mean, because he knew us just as much as we knew him, and we just wanted to see if some of the issues was fixed because we knew some things when he played for us, and we we knew that he held the ball a little bit and stuff like that, but we know that, you know, he's working on a new team, and maybe they, you know, told him his issues too, and they wanted to help him out. But I felt like we went into that game knowing if he held that ball, we was going to be able to get hits. And I feel like our corners did a great job of taking away the first read, linebackers, you know, everybody sticking on their man and giving us time to get there.
Brandon, you gave us a Super Bowl flashback in that game, as you know, because you stripped Wentz and we got the recovery on it. Can you tell us how that works? Because you're obviously really good at it. You must work at it. Did you see the ball? Take us through the play where you stripped Wentz.
Well, this particular time, I didn't. I reached for the ball, but he stepped up, and then I was running just to try to secure the tackle, and just so happened that I hit the ball on the way of hitting him. But the first time, I did try to reach for the ball. But, you know, he stepped up in the pocket. But then afterwards, it was just more about securing the tackle to get him down. And I just so happened to swipe the ball as I was wrapping my arms around him.
Wow. It gave me great – you did at some point, right, you flashed back to the Super Bowl with that strip?
Man, it felt good because all I remember is it almost was similar for sure because when I looked up, I didn't even realize the ball was up, and then I seen Javon just jump on the ball. That's just like how DB, when the ball came out, it bounced up so fast. It was just like, oh, DB got the ball, and I just went crazy after that. So yeah, it was similar for sure in that aspect.
All right, here's the thing. All right, Jalen Hurts now is the talk of the NFL because he's playing so well. Is he a different kind of leader than Wentz was? You're a leader on defense. Could you talk a little bit about Jalen's ability to lead at a young age on offense?
I just think it's all about how you was brought up, and I think that has a lot to do with everybody. We all have some great things about us, and we got some stuff we need to work on every day. And so I think for the most part, he's real calm, cool, collective, and he think before. In my mind, I think Jalen thinks before he speaks, and he takes his time. He's not in a rush, and I felt like even when people was bashing him, oh man, I don't know if he's gonna be the quarterback. He can't read defense. He can't do this. Everything people said he can't do, I'm sure he heard it and wanted to make sure that he worked his butt off to silence all that. And so, first three games, great, but he hasn't done enough. And so, I'm sure in his mind, he's like, it's only gonna get better. So as long as I keep staying focused, which he is, and not listening to the noise now. It's like you already knew this was going to come. You prayed for it. But now it's like you got to maintain it. You got to stay with it. And I think he's going to do a great job with that because, one, we got a great coach in Nick. And he always reminds us of the small things, the details. And then on top of that, Jalen's already have that, just that calm, cool, collective attitude. And I think that he's only going to keep getting better as he keeps learning.
Hey, Brendan, how did half a stadium of Eagle fans in Washington help the team?
Man, because where it helped us? They had to go to silent count on offense, and that's even at your home. If we had to ever do that in the Philly Stadium, boy, we're going to have a problem with the offense. But for real, it was like, what? They doing the silent cadence? Oh, man, that'd be we done took over the stadium. And, that's every time we go out there. It's so many Eagles fans that be in the stadium. It seemed like it was a home game for us because all I seen was green everywhere.
Well, here's what I need to know. You live here, right, Brendan? Brendan, mm-hmm. Why do we care more about football than most cities? Do you have any idea why that is?
You know what? I just think it's all situational on what happened back then when the team first got here. And it just I feel like the team was good. And it just grew over time. But I don't really know what started everything. But I just know that it's a path. I'd have been on the other side of it, so I know it's for real.
Yeah.
And if you're not producing, you got to get up out of here. And that sometimes could be bad too, because you might let somebody go too fast before they start doing really good, and then you kind of kicking yourself about it. But other than that, I feel like it's just a love, like you say, the city of brotherly love. And it's just that tough love, too, that comes with it. And I think we just embrace that role of who we are as Philadelphians. And, that's what you love about it, because they're going to tell you when you're really good, and they're going to tell you when you need to get it up. Get it better. Get better. So,
All right.
I like that.
You led me to my last thing, Brendan. Oh, you know this city as well as anybody. You're right in tune with what's going on. So, we don't really love Wentz. We don't even like him anymore. But we do love Doug Peterson. And he's going to be on the opposite sideline Sunday. How do you feel about your former coach?
I love Coach Peterson. It's for life. We won a Super Bowl together. My first ever championship in my career. Not even in Little League I got a championship or even played in a championship game. So for me to actually make it there, make a play like that against Tom Brady, the GOATs of all GOATs, and, with Doug, who, is one of those guys, too, that try to block out the noise and just try to make sure that, he's all about his team. And I know it's going to be a challenge going in this week. They have a really good team. He came into a really great situation. It's going to be nice to see him. Say what's up. Hope you do good all year, but except Sunday.
Hey, Brenda, the thing is, you're still hoping for double figures on the sacks, right? Because you got three now, don't you? I think you're at three.
Oh, yeah.
You got shot here. You could do it at 34. How great would that be?
Man, I'm telling you, I would love for all of us to go out there and be just the dominant force, and whatever happens, happens. As long as we winning, I'm feeling good. But you're right, man. I can see I can see a little light, especially, you know, in three games, three sacks. You know, it don't matter how they come. I hope that I'm able to finally hit them double digits just as much as the other guys on our D-line, because I feel like it's a bunch of players out there for us. We just got to make sure we stay focused and go get it.
Congratulations, Brad. A great win for you guys, your whole team, and keep it up on Sunday here. Thanks, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!